This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Last week, the Environmental Protection Agency held its first stakeholder roundtable on its new Waters of the U.S. rule, and I sure hope it wasn't a sample of what's to come. The group lacked diversity of experience in agriculture, and few of the participants had any direct experience with the quagmire of Clean Water Act regulation. This was a missed opportunity for EPA, and we are urging them to seek out and listen to all viewpoints. You have often heard me talk about the importance of agriculture having a seat at the table, and the administration has agreed that the farmer's voice is critical to this rulemaking process. But simply checking a box without hearing from farmers who can speak from experience will not do. Water is the lifeblood of agriculture, and farmers across the country are taking proactive steps to protect water on and around our farms. We have been straightforward and consistent in our call for clear rules because we know how important it is to get regulations right, especially ones that impact the lives and livelihoods of so many. All farmers should be able to look out on their land and know what's regulated so we can continue to protect our natural resources while growing a sustainable food supply. EPA's proposed WOTUS rule instead casts uncertainty over farmers and ranchers across the country and threatens the progress we have made to responsibly manage water and natural resources. Let's recap how the proposed rule reaches beyond the protection of shared navigable waters. It would give the federal government the ability to regulate areas such as ditches, ephemeral drainages, or low spots on farmlands and pastures that are not even wet most of the year and that do not connect to flowing waterways. This would subject ordinary farming activities to complex and burdensome regulations. Simple activities like moving dirt, plowing, or building fences would require permits, and getting a federal permit can take months or even years and cost tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. A farmer shouldn't need a team of lawyers to grow crops and raise animals, but these unclear and overbroad regulations could lead to large civil fines as well as criminal charges. Farmers, ranchers, and all landowners deserve clear rules and a system that respects voluntary conservation efforts. Practices like no-till and conservation tillage that reduce soil erosion and keep nutrients in the soil are becoming common practice, now being used on more than half of the corn, cotton, soybean, and wheat planted across the nation. That's more than 200 million acres. The use of cover crops, another important tool in protecting water and promoting soil health, also continues to grow, increasing 50% between 2012 and 2017, according to the last USDA Census of Agriculture. And farmers use several other tools and techniques to protect waterways and reduce runoff, such as buffer strips, protective zones between fields and waterways, strip cropping, growing alternating strips of erosion-resistant crops, and terraces using slopes to help filter water and reduce erosion. We will continue to hold the administration to their commitment to bring farmers to the table and to treat us as partners in our sustainability efforts. It's no secret that Farm Bureau was extremely disappointed in EPA's decision to repeal the 2020 Navigable Waters Protection Rule, which brought much-needed clarity to farmers. But if the EPA is going to continue forward, they must ensure that the process truly offers the opportunity for meaningful engagement and feedback from all stakeholders. Future roundtables must present the perspective of active farmers and be better organized and managed. Otherwise, EPA is doing nothing more than muddying the waters in this rulemaking. Overall consumer prices in April were 8.3% higher than a year ago, the federal government announced earlier this week. This is a slight tick down from March's peak so far of 8.5%, but still part of a dramatic rise in consumer prices that began a year ago. The March inflation figure is the highest rate since the painful conquest of inflation in 1981-82. So-called core inflation, which doesn't count the more volatile energy and food prices, was 6.2%, also a slight tick down from March. Until recently, this figure had not gone above 3% in 25 years. This doesn't mean that a quick end to inflation is at hand. It does mean that the battle to beat it has finally begun. But inflation is almost certain to stay above 5% or 6% for the next couple of years. A proposal by the Securities and Exchange Commission would require reporting of climate-related disclosures throughout the supply chain. Farm groups, including AFBF, have concerns regarding the proposal but need more time to review the rule. Travis Cushman, AFBF Senior Legal Counsel for Public Policy, explained in a recent newsline that the SEC has granted an extension to allow more time for groups to respond to the climate proposal. According to Cushman, it provides 30 more days to review this rule and figure out what the impacts could be. It's still significantly less than the 180 days AFBF asked for, but again, 30 days will be helpful to give time to look through it. The May World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates gives the first look at USDA's supply and demand expectations for the newest marketing year since the USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum in February. This is the highlight of spring USDA reports as it incorporates farmer planning decisions from the March Prospective Plantings Report and adapts supply estimates to reflect weekly planting progress reports. The run-up to this report has been dominated by concerns about global grain and oilseed supplies for this year and next, prompted by both growing demand and disruptions of Black Sea supplies due to the Russian war on Ukraine. A recent AFBF market intel dives into the May WASDA for updated estimates of the current 2021-22 marketing year crop and looks at what may be in store for the 2022-23 marketing year, which starts in September. The Securities and Exchange Commission proposes to require publicly traded companies to provide climate-related information from their entire supply chain in their filings and annual reports, including potentially invasive and burdensome information about farms. Companies would be required to report on greenhouse gas emissions, climate-related targets and goals, as well as how climate risks impact their business. This is an end run around legislation to get companies to report certain climate change information in their financial reports. Farmers and ranchers are focused on growing the food, fuel, and fiber this country needs and have not had to worry about regulations intended for Wall Street. Unlike the large corporations currently regulated by the SEC, family farms and ranches don't have teams of compliance officers. Write to the SEC today and tell them to stop this invasive regulatory overreach. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.